Kalkadosh, we're going to continue with the Alachot of Sefirat HaOmer. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, V'tzarich lispor me'umad. We must count standing up. The reason why is because they learn it from the Pasuk when it speaks about counting Sefirat HaOmer, Me'achel Chermesh Bakama. It says, don't read it Bakama, Babokoma. It should be said standing up. Nevertheless, b'diavad, if a person did say it's sitting down, there yotzei chovah, as is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah and also Rav Avodah Yosef, and Rav Avadya and the Ish Matzliach also on the bottom bring down that a sick person or a person that's elderly is, if it's difficult for them to stand, so then even lechatechila they could say Sefirat HaOmer sitting down as well. Another important halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch also, that a person has to count, that it's a mitzvah al kol echad lispor leatzmo. It's a mitzvah on every single person to count to themselves. Because since it's written, usfartem lachem, lachem is in plural, which means that every single person should count on their own. Because usually we have berova madrat melech, that as we brought down, if you remember, in Ilchot Karpas, Rav Avadya Yosef said it, that one person, the Balabait, should make the Hadamah for everybody. And why is he making the Bracha for everybody? Because we say, Berova Madrat Melech, which means, is that one person is going to make the Bracha for everyone. However though, here, since it's written, Usfartem Lachem, there's a special concept that each individual is going to make the Bracha, and therefore, that's what we're supposed to do. Nevertheless, if a person has kavanah to be yotzei chovah with the shliach tzibur, and the shliach tzibur has kavanah also intention to be motzi him yotzei chovah, shomea keone like everything else, and therefore he's going to be yotzei chovah. And anyway, that was also the minhag, that it's always going to be the shliach tzibur or the rabbi of the keilah which will make the bracha, and then afterwards, everybody else would do that. One of the reasons for that is that way people would actually understand and they would know which day it is. And then once they hear and they know exactly what it is from the Shliach Tzibur, then they repeat and they follow suit. However, though, there is an interesting halakha brought down in the Chazon Ovadia. He says, since we know that there's a machloket aposkim, whether mitzvot need kavana or not, Shulchan Aruch is posek in Siman Samech, Sivdalet by Kriyat Shema, that mitzvot do need kavana. However, though, according to the mandamar that says that mitzvot don't need kavana, or, for example, by a drabanan, by another mitzvah, mina Torah from drabanan, and a lot of poskim, the majority of the poskim hold that Sefirat HaOmer nowadays is drabanan, as we'll explain in another shiur. If you hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, or from somebody else, and you heard the beracha, even if you didn't have the intention to be Yotzei Chovah, maybe you were already Yotzei Chovah, because you heard it, and then you can't count it afterwards. So now again, even though you lechatchila do need to have kavana, maybe we would say safek berachot. And therefore it is better to say mefurash, to say explicitly at the beginning of Sefirat HaOmer, that I have intention to count every single night Sefirat HaOmer in this year, and I don't want to be Yotzei Chovah from the bracha or the counting that I'm going to hear from the Shliach Tzibur or anybody else, but I'm going to count myself. There is the English Yalkut Yosef that on the bottom in the footnotes they write down that why does Rav Avadya Yosef even have to go on to this, and they ask questions. However, though, this is what's brought down in the Chazon Ovadia, which is something interesting, in order just to say that I don't want to be Yotzei Chovah from somebody else, and I only want to be Yotzei Chovah from the counting that I myself am actually going to make, and nobody else. So that in itself is also very, very important. Have a beautiful day.